94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Happy to introduce you to Christopher Gill. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So you work with Westwoods of Bridgman.
That's correct.
What do you do there?
I'm the administrator.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me a little bit about Westwoods for anyone who might not know what it's all about.
Sure. We're a skilled nursing facility located in Bridgman, right on Red Arrow Highway, and serve older adults, primarily in the community, folks that are needing long-term care or rehab to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes called a nursing home, but we prefer skilled nursing as a way to identify us.
I like it. And you brought someone along with you today. Can
I did.
You introduce her?
Yep. This is Nicole Randall. She's our activity director, longtime person in our community. She's been part of Westwoods for over 20 years and does an excellent job.
Fantastic. So. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
So really, something that you threw together is what caught my eye and how I actually ended up reaching out to you, Chris, was community bingo that you came up with yourself, correct?
I think it was actually a mutual thing that
okay.
we
some
put together, and then everybody has their ideas, and we put them all together, and now we've got a senior community bingo once a month
The
third Monday of the month. We invite the seniors from the community in, and they participate in bingo with our residents, so we're intermingling everybody. We have special prizes, door prizes. Sometimes we have special bingo. If it happens to be National Nursing Home Week and we have a special theme, we might do a special theme bingo to mix it up and make it fun. For everyone.
You just threw a lot at me because I always have a lot of questions.
Okay, sorry.
First of all, no, you're good. I like it. So first of all, how many residents do you have?
Right now, I believe we have 70.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Do majority of them participate in bingo?
Some do, some don't. A lot of people nowadays like to stay in their rooms with their TV, the comfort of their
just
rooms.
Just depends on the personality.
You know, we strongly encourage people to come and participate. And there's those diehard bingo
players. I love it, though. I would totally love to come and play bingo, by the way.
Okay. You're not old enough.
And the interesting part, too, I think with long-term nursing homes, you know, people have this impression like all they do is play bingo. So I think one thing we try to do is have a lot more in the way of activities besides bingo. But I think we've also realized people love bingo, especially that older generation.
Exactly. And this is special because you are also inviting others to come and participate as well. Mm-hmm. So where does this actually take place at Westwoods?
It takes place in the dining room where most of our activities take place.
Okay. So maybe I'm listening and I'm thinking, hey, I want to go and join this bingo fun. What's the easiest way to do so? Just show up?
Just show up and ask where we're at, and we'll guide you to the dining room. And we've got places for everybody to sit. And we have bingo cards. We've got all the supplies. Sometimes people bring their own bingo cards, and that's okay.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to.
What time does this kick off every Monday?
2:30 to 3:30.
So it's in the afternoon, 2:30 to 3:30, the third Monday of every month.
Correct.
I'm curious now that you said I can't. Play. How old do you have to be able to play?
I believe it's 65 and older.
Yeah, we're not checking IDs.
It's kind of that question of what considers me to be senior.
Right. And of course, no one these days likes to say they're over 60. Well, there's probably that fine line. You know, people, when they're proud of the fact that they're like maybe 80 or 90.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in that middle range, you know, you're like, I'm not quite that old. But we really do encourage folks, you know, basically retirees is what we're looking at.
I'm thinking this will be perfect for, like, I have a great grandma and I have grandma that seriously always are looking for things to do, go over there. Why not? Something
definitely.
To do in your afternoon on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I wanted to throw out there was, of course, the bingo. And then secondly, you mentioned to me that there's a fall festival that you guys are planning.
That's right. We're tying it into some of the activities happening in Bridgman. It's the Bridgman Homecoming Day at the high school, Friday, September 22nd. And from 3 to 6, we're doing a fall festival. This is the first time. We're calling it our first annual.
Mm-hmm.
Games for the kids and other activities going on, food. And we just want to make a connection. We feel an important part of being in Bridgman and being a part of the community and want to help celebrate homecoming. So a couple things. We're going to do a homecoming king and queen from within our resident population.
So I see how you're tying this in. You're tying this into their homecoming kind of through your community homecoming at Westwoods.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fun. But can we come and watch all this happen then? It's open to the public to attend?
Yep.
Okay, so again, this is on Friday, September 22nd.
Yep.
We're talking about Westwoods and Bridgman. So if you're interested, you want to learn more, I'm sure you could just give them a call and ask. Otherwise, just show up and you can learn more that way. The Fall Fest is happening from 3 to 6, you said?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so what kind of things are going to be there?
All right, we've got to have the proverbial bounce houses. Got a couple of those coming from our friends at Casual Catering down the road.
Okay.
And we've got a dunk tank, so I'm working on a couple.
Who's going in the dunk tank.
We are, and we got some others. Well, maybe
not all of us.
We got a few. We're also trying to work on, this is kind of my shout out here while we're on the radio.
Yeah.
We're trying to get Kim Lasada, who is our state rep, to come and join
us.
I'm
friends with her on Facebook.
All right. Well,
Kim Lasada. I'm shouting you out right now. Go send the dunk tank.
We appreciate some of the things she does to help seniors. I think it'd be appropriate to dunk her once or twice.
So I'm sure there's going to be refreshments and food available as well.
Yes.
This is just something fun for the people that are there. You know, get out, go enjoy, meet some people, hopefully do something kind of different for the day. I'm curious, how are you going to choose the homecoming king and queen?
I don't know if we've decided that
yet. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Did you come up with this, or how do you guys come up with the events that you plan?
I think that all of the staff that work there, we all have good ideas, and we all present those ideas, and then one good idea leads to another good idea, leads to another good idea, and then you've got this great idea.
You just do it. So again, keep down in mind, we have the senior bingo, which you're invited to attend if you're 65 and older. Mm-hmm. That happens the first Monday of every month.
Third
Monday of every month, 2:30 to 3:30.
Yep.
Okay. And then the fall festival is September 22nd from 3 to 6. Now, this is going to be my segue. It's going to be kind of a weird question, but I want to start with, what other things do you plan, I guess, there? What kind of other things other than these two regularly come up?
For the community?
No, just for any...
We do all kinds of things for everybody. Just this past weekend, we tie-dye t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And the residents enjoy doing that. We go on outings. We go to Waco Beach. Yesterday was our last beach day, actually, before Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
We play bingo. We play other games. We have social groups, coffee hour.
Yeah.
We go outside as much as we can and do activities like blowing bubbles, sidewalk chalk, socializing, doing trivia, things like that.
So, musical entertainment too.
We also have a lot of musical entertainment coming.
I love
to the facility.
It. Now, the reason that I asked that was because I know that all those tasks and duties require volunteers to help, right?
Sure does.
So anyone can go and volunteer, right? How does that work?
Give me a call, and I can let you know what the policies are to come and volunteer. So there's a few things that you have to do, and I can let you in on that. And we're always looking for volunteers to help with things like bingo. Yep. The more volunteers we have, the more residents can come and play.
Exactly.
Some residents aren't able to play independently, so might need a little bit of queuing or help. So we're always looking for people like that. We're always looking for volunteers to come in and just visit with people.
Exactly.
I said, a lot of people are in the comfort of their room, and that's where they're most comfortable. So people coming in to just visit people in their rooms, have a friend, visit once a week.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the residents something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you worded that too. They might be comfortable in their room, but that doesn't mean that they're not uncomfortable with having a guest visitor.
Right.
Yeah. What would you suggest just giving you a call? What's the number?
The number is area code 269-465-3017.
Okay.
And my personal extension is 2975.
2975.
Yep.
Okay. So if you don't mind, let's just do a general recap. We kind of started off with introducing you to Westwoods and Bridgman. One more time, I guess, give me a recap of what you're all about.
Sure. We're a skilled nursing provider, what traditionally is called nursing home, providing care for the area seniors, family owned, and real committed to helping the older adults have meaningful time in the end days of their lives.
Openings right now, maybe?
We're always, well, I'll tell you one thing too, with just the nature of skilled nursing these days, people coming and going, a lot more of that short-term rehab happening. So so we have a therapy department in addition to, you know, things Nicole was mentioning about activities. We've got a great food service program, great chef and kitchen staff. So try to do everything we can to make people comfortable and to enjoy life.
Exactly. And I'm thinking if you're even more curious, maybe you've never been inside, maybe you've never been there before. Again, what you're doing, the community senior bingo is a great idea. Maybe just get people comfortable with, you know, stepping out of their comfort zone, meeting some new people, going to do something new. And you are invited to do that again the third Monday of every month. And so the next one will be September 18th. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Just stop by between 2:30 and 3:30. You don't have to bring your bingo cards, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I remember all this stuff. But I do. Okay.
Good.
And then the fall festival is happening on Friday, September 22nd. A pretty cute idea that you guys have. That's the same night as the Bridgman homecoming locally. Yep. And we're going to do...
Go Bees.
You have to... Yeah, Go Bees. You have to let me know how you decide who wins. Send me pictures.
We will.
And better,
we have a Facebook
page.
So, if you want to see what's going on at Westwoods and Bridgman, just look up their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. So like them on Facebook, Westwoods and Bridgman. I'll like you guys and I'll look for some of those pictures. But you're invited to that fall festival as well. So if you stop by between 3 and 6, you said the kids will really like it because of the bounce houses. Mm-hmm. Just you send them to the bounce houses and you can go inside and eat. Get some food. Maybe take a tour. And if you were interested in volunteering, I think this would be another great time to go and kind of look around. And then one more time, could you give me a description of, I guess, some of the things I might do if I am interested in volunteering at Westwoods?
Well, we're always looking for people to just do visiting in their rooms. One of the biggest concerns in nursing homes is loneliness and boredom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're always looking for, residents to have a special friend that maybe visits them once a week or something, maybe plays a game with them, just visits with them, maybe takes them outside, mm-hmm. Things like that. We also have group activities like bingo. Mm-hmm. If somebody was interested in volunteering, I guess I would ask them, what can
feel
you offer
out,
us?
Exactly. I would say you probably, mm-hmm. Make connection.
Nails. The residents love to have their nails
painted.
There you
go. Yeah, see, my sister does nails, too. I never thought about that.
Pet therapy. If you have a dog that is appropriate to bring in, you could bring your dog once a week and just walk around visiting with people.
Fantastic. Great ideas. And it's really cool to hear. And it's refreshing to see some of the ideas that you guys are coming up with just to keep people entertained and happy again. So, again, it's Westwoods and Bridgman. Make sure that you like them on Facebook to keep up with everything that they're up to and that you can actually help participate in. And thanks for coming to tell me all about it today.
Well, thank you for the privilege. Appreciate being here.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.